This is a CK to Z news update.
Businesses on Cortez Island have been hard hit by a staffing shortage this year, most citing lack of affordable housing for potential employees as the most common hurdle. CK to Z News contacted the stores and restaurants on the island regarding their peak tourist season experience this year. Of those who responded, most expressed gratitude for the excellent teams that have been supporting them through the many adjustments as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to unfold. The majority of the surveyed establishments acknowledged that having more employees would have allowed them to increase their offerings. Carly Mercereau, interim deli manager at the Cortez Natural Food Co-op, wrote to say, "The demand for pastry, bread, espresso, and prepared food was unprecedented this year. We could have used twice the staff to really keep up." She also stated that a lack of year-round affordable housing on Cortez is a consistent and consistently worsening trouble for existing and prospective staff. The co-op also tends to lose employees to higher-paying seasonal jobs during the busiest summer months. Meg McDonald, interim store manager, emailed, "It's hard to keep skilled people working here when they can make $5 to $10 an hour more working to maintain the summer homes of seasonal residents and visitors. If we were to increase our prices to try to compete with those kinds of wages, people just wouldn't buy groceries at our store. We try to find other ways to support our staff, with health and dental benefits, paid sick days, skills training, and most of any profit we make in a year gets reinvested into staff and the infrastructure at the co-op. At the end of the day, though, all the money in the world won't help if you don't have a safe, comfortable shelter," she said. The member-owned business is hiring for a number of positions into the fall and winter, which they will need to fill to maintain their desired opening hours. Bertha Jeffrey, owner of Cortez Market across the road from the co-op, emailed, "We have managed to keep the bare minimum of staff during the summer. We have had problems when staff members have requested special days off, but have managed to maintain a fair level of service for our customers. Our biggest challenge is the government CERB program and employees not wanting to work full-time as they get CERB benefits." Recently, Cortez Market had hired a few new employees who would like to work as much as possible, but then at least one employee said they couldn't work if they had to wear a mask, following the announcement of the provincial mask mandate, which went into effect on August 25th. Jeffrey ended her comments with, "And that is the way staffing works. As soon as you think you have got it under control, it changes." Hollyhock likewise could have used a larger number of staff, especially in the meals department, to meet all of their goals for 2021. Andrea Fisher, campus director, wrote, "We did not anticipate having our staffing capacity in our kitchen dictate our guest count on campus. Hollyhock has not been able to provide takeout to the public as it did last summer, and walk-in availability for in-house dining is extremely limited. Although year-round businesses cannot offer the bonus of winters off, Hollyhock's seasonal nature has been its own challenge this year." Fisher relayed that, "This year with the pandemic, we delayed our opening, which shortened our season to 4 months, and some of our connections couldn't wait or chose to stay on government financial assistance. Lack of housing on Cortez, shortages in the industry, and an increase in time off for mental health needs in this challenging time compounded the problem. The entire hospitality industry in BC is in a workforce crisis, and recruitment for positions is getting very competitive," said Fisher. Kurt Cunningham, owner of Squirrel Cove Trading Co. General Store, told CK to Z News that although this year has been a financial improvement from 2020, staffing issues are at their worst. He works 7 days a week and has enlisted family from Alberta to help with operations. "Even if you find people, you can't bring them here," he said, "because there is nowhere for them to live." The restaurant in Squirrel Cove also stands empty due to the lack of a qualified candidate to spearhead the project. However, Cunningham said he loves the amazing people and community on the island. You have been listening to excerpts from email and in-person interviews with business owners and managers on Cortez.